This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Today is July 25th, 2008. And I'd like to request that you would take a moment and hear this message today from the Spirit of God, from the Word of God. I want to ask you a question to you, you as an individual, you as a person. Where are you in this? Where are you in this? With the walk of God? With the Christianity? Where are you with the Lord? See, it doesn't matter what things look like. It doesn't matter what we say. There's a whole different criteria the way the Lord judges and will judge each and every one of us. Long time ago, Apostle Paul, that had met the Lord Jesus Christ himself by a tremendous revelation, he was an apostle. He had a father's heart. And he urged us to consider our salvation. In 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5, he said this, "Examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know you not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobates?" So we have here Paul saying, examine yourself. Take a good hard look at yourself and see, are you the real thing? Or are you a reprobate? Are you a phony? Or are you real? Is Christ in you? These are the terms that Jesus himself used. I in you and you in me. And that he that's joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Let's talk about a story that really will help you, examine yourself to see where you stand with the Lord. Because where you're at with the Lord will affect where you are for eternity. And that's why it's important that you stop and really give thought, prayerful thought, consideration, and be honest, truthful. Look at yourself. In Matthew 13, the same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the seaside, and great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, "Behold, a sower went forth to sow, and when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places, where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprang up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But others fell into good ground, and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Who has ears to hear? Let him hear." The multitudes were there, hearing the words of Jesus. And I find it so interesting that they were all standing up to hear the Lord Jesus. What this parable is describing is the condition of people's hearts standing among each other. And not everyone would go out to hear Jesus, but these people, for whatever reason, were drawn to hear the Lord. Just like there's many people drawn today to hear the things of the Lord or even associate in the things of God. But where's the heart? What happens when the Word of God is sown in the heart? When the ground has no depth, it's the fowls of the air come and take the word. When the people do not understand the kingdom of God through the word of God, Satan steals it. And others, this word of God falls upon a stony heart, stony places where there's not much earth. And the word of God springs up, and they even are joyful about the things of God and the message of God. But there's no depth. There's no root. And what Jesus said was, because of tribulation or persecution, they're offended and they give up. In other words, the word of God is sown in their heart, but there's weeds, thorns, and it chokes the word of God where it doesn't produce fruit. And what are those thorns? Cares of life, eating, drinking, buying, selling, just life and lusts. And it chokes the word, and the word of God will become unfruitful and will not do anything. It will not be eternal. But there are some that the word of God is planted in the heart, and they bring forth fruit to God's glory, 100-fold, 60-fold, 30-fold. And Jesus says in Matthew 13:9, who has ears to hear, let him hear. It's given to those with a right heart to understand the mysteries of the kingdom. But the outsiders are given these things in parables. You know, the Lord speaks to us through the scripture. The holy prophets of God spoke of old time as the Holy Spirit moved upon them. And it's the scripture, the word of God, it's forever settled in heaven. Not one jot or tittle will fail, but all will be fulfilled. And the Spirit of God bears witness to the word of God. But why is it that people do not love to read the word of God? Why is it they can read the scripture, but it doesn't satisfy them? Or they don't find the life and the quickening of God? There's a reason. It's a heart issue. There's something in the heart that cuts off the relationship with the Lord, where the word of God seems dead. And this is why many people are drawn away to theatrical situations, ethereal situations, to be entertained, where they find comfort or solace or interest or intrigue in religious circles that are external, when God's trying to communicate to our heart. Let him that has ears hear. Do you see why this is so important to consider? You must ask yourself, is the word of God bearing fruit in your life? Are you bearing fruit to God 100-fold, 60-fold, 30-fold? Is there fruit? Or are you shallow? Are you going to be one of the many people that Jesus said will give up in the hour of great catastrophic tribulation in the earth and persecution? Both are coming. Read Matthew 24. There's going to be great betrayal, great societal upheaval as people are hungry and frightened, and the control from the government are executed upon those that are speaking in the name of Jesus Christ. Because the true servants of Christ will be speaking the truth in an age of lies, and that will not be tolerated. Again, as has happened in the past, will happen again. This is why you need to have an open heart, prayerful, full of the Spirit, full of the Word of God, full of faith, so you can stand in these coming days. There's so much lust. There's so much worldliness. And these things choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. So many people that have a Christian culture, but they're not truly having Christ in them. You can see today in the church world, there's the true church of Jesus Christ, which is empowered by the Lord. And he builds it up and manifests himself in that among them. He's present. And there's a false church that's pseudo. It's counterfeit. It's like a cubic zirconia. It may look right on the outside, but inside it's empty and lifeless. The glory of God's not there, and the Spirit of the Lord is not there, and the voice of the Lord is not there. It's a Christian club of religion. But God's called us all into his kingdom to serve him, to be like him, to be changed, transformed. You must repent and believe on the gospel of our Lord, of his kingdom. Examine yourself. If you were standing there on that day with the multitudes hearing these words of Jesus, you'd have to ask yourself, where do you fit in? What kind of heart do you have? That's the bottom line issue. It doesn't matter about the predictions of this or that, or the prophecies of this and that, or the sensational experience here or there. The experience we all need is one in our heart. Seek God. Seek him in secret, Matthew 6. Give unto God your gifts of offerings, your alms, in secret. And him that sees in secret will reward you openly. This is the way of the kingdom. It's time now to hear that voice, that still small voice, that invisible God. Do you know him? In John chapter 10, Jesus said, I say unto you, he that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name, and leads them out. And when he puts forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Many false prophets, many false Christs, many false teachers and ministers. You can recognize their falseness by knowing the voice of your shepherd. No, you must know him. In Luke 13:23, this is very vital. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, strive to enter in the strait gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. When once the master of the house has risen up and has shut to the door, and you begin to stand outside and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us, and he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence you are. Then shall you begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in your presence, and you have taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence you are. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. And there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. When you shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. There is a fire. There is a punishment. And there is a reward of eternal life in Jesus Christ. What do you want? What do you really want? Jesus said in Matthew 7, enter ye in the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, that many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leads unto life, and there few there be that find it. I believe that there's many of us that have so much of this world in our hands and in our arms, will never fit in the way of the kingdom. Let down the sins and the weights of the sins that do so easily beset you, and so you may enter in the narrow and straight gate that leads to life. Beware of the false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Every good tree brings forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree brings forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. And every tree that brings not forth good fruit is chopped down and cast into the fire. Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. Not every one that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? And in your name have cast out demons? And in your name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Everyone that hears these sayings of mine and does them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. It's a great day to walk with the Lord.